Fuck it, and we on, we live.
Oh, you bastard, me love your life.
Oh, fuck, that shit hit hard, boy, that shit fire.
About to go to sleep.
NBA Jam type shit, you're on fire.
I'm tired.
Damn, boy, that goddamn shit ain't lying. That shit say some fucking hunter proof. God damn, boy. Go ahead, finish it. Oh, Lord. This a real grown man drink, boy. This shit goddamn so motherfucking strong in how you drunk in about 3 drinks.
3?
Boy, you left me a good old shot in the goddamn, boy. That's a lot.
If you can't take it all, I'll take what you get.
That lightweight, but goddamn, I feel my stomach rot gutting.
My head is so horrible. I know the food after this, though. I thought you about to break.
Jesus Christ. That one still got a little bit of drink in it. Want that?
Yeah, I'll finish that. This shit about to be like moonshine.
That shit boating, boy. That shit been there for about a good 2 weeks. Fuck 100 proof. That shit 150. That shit 200.
I'm about to be on the ceiling.
He might be, huh?
Eh? What, cousin?
What you say, guy? Huh?
My man.
I
don't know, man. I don't know about her, man.
This one ain't got nothing in it. Boy, that's dude. About to hit different. Oh. Just that little bit hurt, I'm already knowing.
We got, I ain't gonna hold you, we do got a little bottle collection going on over here. Everything high as fuck, though. 90 proof, 100 proof.
It must burn my bottle, we can make another.
Oh, oh, don't burp. Oh. Y'all, hey, if y'all want to get drunk quick, couple shots, I give y'all 50-50 chance if y'all can handle y'all liquor, go to Knob Creek. Boy, that shit put you on y'all fucking back so fast.
On an empty stomach, too.
Ooh. We about to be pilled.
I had a Tootsie Roll.
I had Monster and an Accelerator.
Before, after work?
Nah. That shit still settled in, though. God dang, I drunk that after. I ain't even drink nothing after lunch, bro. I think that's why I be feeling so lightheaded, bro. I be in that bitch like stomach bear hurting. You lightheaded.
Water?
I do. I drink hella water.
I was just got around tired when I told you I would drink water.
Nah, but the motherfuckers at work don't drink water. You can tell.
I was telling them. I was trying to remind them. Sitting there like a sweatshop.
Fuck a sweatshop. You gonna be sitting there smelling like sour sweat. Like when you first wake up,
brother. Ooh,
brother. Ooh,
I hate waking up.
You can turn your mic, nigga. There you go.
Like when you wake up. Fucking knew it was coming,
bro. That bitch went sideways, bro. That bitch fell completely. That bitch went retarded, bro. That bitch looked like a paraplegic. That bitch was like.
Like Kenny. Remember, I started GoFundMe.
For just $5 a month, you can support us and helping us get a new mic.
Oh, fuck. Bro, I had to help us support it.
Hello?
That work?
Yes, good.
All right. ain't gonna hold y'all, bro. If half, damn, this nigga about broke the motherfuckers, goddamn. That motherfucker about not the motherfucking goddamn thing off the goddamn. What?
Need a dog?
He said, I need a dog. He said, oh, I am wet. He said, I need a dog. I ain't gonna hold you there. How many people you think mad as fuck that they passed issue two in Ohio, bro? It's a podcast. I can talk about whatever fuck I want to. But before you answer that, did you know Jefferson County did not pass? The county we live in. Tell me why the only reason we passed was because of Cincinnati, Columbus, Dayton, and another big city.
I mean, that's why in a big city.
But you feel me? I'm not, I don't know particularly like how many junctions or valleys or cities are in Ohio, you feel me? But
well,
I know more cities voted no than yes, but the bigger cities voted yes, like yeah. The ones that got the dispensaries in them and shit. When I mean, I knew that when it first passed, but like when I kept reading into it for the recreational part, bro. 75% of Ohio didn't even want the shit legalized, bro. Yo. It's just the bigger cities who got us legal, bro. It was... I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like it's the voters. Like, not the voters, but the people who work in the dispensaries and shit. I feel like they the ones that mainly did that, too. Like, voted yes. Because you gotta think they want more money.
Oh, you talking about workers or, like, people who have, like, medical cards?
Both of them.
I mean, I did.
But you got yours after it passed, though.
Oh, true. Well, no.
Yeah.
It
passed last year.
Yeah.
But you got to think of how many people, how many people took that in consideration to vote no. Just think, bro. The whole bottom of Ohio was red.
Yeah, we got to think how much, like.
It was literally the top corner in the middle of Ohio that was blue. That was it. That's what it was red.
Everyone's worried about the drugs.
But see, that sheriff commercial said the same thing about the drug trafficking. Why would people take time to traffic marijuana, you feel me? I know people still gonna do what they do with it, yeah. Other than the dispensaries. But why would people, you can have up to 2.5 ounces possession, in your possession. Why would anybody, I mean, I know people still do it, but why would any bright person in their mind exceed that law when you could just go and say 10 minutes, 15 minutes down the road and you're somewhere legal that it don't particularly have to have your name on it, but you can get somewhere that it's sold out of a store.
Yeah, but I mean, also too, yeah, I think that it's, I know this guy's selling it. Now I ain't got to go to the dispensary and spend $200 on a thing an ounce. I can just get, you know, 4 ounces from this guy he's selling.
I mean, yeah, but you gotta think, look at the population that's going to the dispensary. Look at the age group. The age group ranges from anywhere in the late 20s to early 50s.
Yeah.
So, and the main one is like the older people, like the late 30s, early 50s type shit. That group. That group, the one that bringing in all the money for the dispensaries. Mm-hmm. So, you gotta think. All them, I'm not even going to say, they're probably like war veterans in there. There's probably like pipeline workers, you know, like older people that did like blue collar jobs. You know what blue collar jobs are?
Yeah.
I ain't, a lot of people don't know what that shit is. Yeah, but, like, I know you don't. But like a lot of people, that's, I feel like that's them. I feel like all the blue collar people voted for that because you got to think a lot of them end up with COPD or PTSD or anxiety or like some shit that going down the line.
Oh yeah, I'm sure think it was people like that.
But like, I didn't know, bro, that most of Ohio voted no for that shit, bro. That's so crazy. So crazy. And I followed this dude on TikTok, you feel me? The dude makes sense, but he don't make sense. The nigga rich, like he one of the motivational speakers. Mm. But he talk about like, pretty sure you saw him somewhere. He go to college campuses. He's a white dude, curly hair. And he be talking about abortions and, like, what is a woman, like, how can a woman identify as a woman and some shit like that. Like, he just be making people mad. Like, the nigga tweet, bro. Like, people like that. That's the reason our world be switching like that. You feel me? And then if a motherfucker, we had a motherfucker like that to talk about weed, bro, we wouldn't have legalized marijuana. They tried to make it like that. Just look how many more states that ain't legal, bro. I feel like West Virginia's never gonna legalize weed, bro.
I mean, they might.
No, bro. I feel like there's too... I don't even want to say what I was about to say. There's too many folks that's over there that don't believe in that shit. They believe in liquor or beer. They believe that marijuana is a gateway drug to all drugs. Anybody that don't smoke weed and like against weed would tell you that's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
I never once thought of doing another drug at all. If you are itching to get that high, you might as well.
You got problems.
You might as well stop. Might as well chill out. Because weed at this point is not even for high. It's for medication. It's for pain. It's for making me sleepy. It's making me eat when I'm not hungry, when I need to eat. That's the shit, you feel me?
Making me like calm down after work.
Not because, bro, the only reason I thought about this, bro, I was thinking at work, bro, and I read an article and it said, like, marijuana is only legalized in, like, 35% of the world. If you go across the water to Amsterdam, I forget where it's at. I forget where Amsterdam is at, but it's, like, across the water by Germany and shit, marijuana is legal over there. Like, everything's legal over there.
Everything?
Everything.
Like coke, crack?
Just like Oregon, bro. A lot of drugs are legal in Oregon, right? You go to some states that you think weed would be legal in, bro, it's not legal. Shit's crazy, bro. Shit's insane.
What place are you talking about? You talking about Capicola, you said?
Amsterdam? No, just like places around here. Like, shit, for sake, West Virginia. You know how many CBD shops they got?
They got one right in...
right soon as you go downtown Weirton. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they got hella stores that sell CBD and THC 9 and Delta 9.
Well, so did we, too. Yeah,
but we legalized, though. We was working on legalizing before that. Like, we were working on legalization for 14-plus years. West Virginia is determined to never legalize marijuana.
Well, that's why you get it.
It's hard to get a medical over there.
I live in Ohio.
Well, we're different. Like, we got tent... we barely got tent laws and everything. Like, motherfuckers riding around with limousine tent on their car. You can't even see in that motherfucker. Like, Ohio got a lot of laws the motherfuckers don't follow. Mm-hmm. It's all right. We break the law every day.
Hell yeah, look at the fucking weather we got.
Bro. Fuck 'em. You know... I didn't know we couldn't smoke outside, bro, unless it was on our property. For you legally to smoke, right, you have to be on your property or, like, somebody's premises that you know. You can't just walk freely down the street and smoke weed, bro. It's insane. I had to look that up. When me and John was talking about that shit at work, I thought cuz it's capping, I ain't gonna hold you. It's like, I just saw niggas smoke fat doink. But you telling me it's illegal to walk down the street and smoke a blunt, bro? Right. Bitch, I'm just walking.
You can smoke it freely in PA.
That's Pennsylvania, though, because it's recreational in Pennsylvania.
You can have recreational, here.
Right, but you still can't smoke, though. That's Ohio law. Like, that's a nuisance to Ohio.
That's not a law book?
Bro, look it up. You can't smoke marijuana in public, bro. Shit's crazy. Shit is crazy, bro. When I looked that shit up, bro, I was disappointed. What's the point of making it legal and you can't smoke in public, bro? You can only smoke like...
Walk around my whole yard.
I mean, that's different.
I'm sitting on top of the car smoking. What you mean? I'm sitting on my property.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as long as you're in your type of property, like, say you're, say Taylor driving, you feel me? Yeah. Say we're going to, like, I don't know. Just say we're going to fucking Pittsburgh somewhere, you feel me?
Yeah.
And she driving. Me, you, and Brittany can smoke, for instance. Say, we can smoke because we're inside, you feel me? We're inside a someone's property that we know.
I'm sitting on top of the car and smoking.
As long as you're touching your property or someone's, you know, property, that you're, that's cool. But if you touch public street, Z, that sidewalk, gang, and so you smoke a blunt, you know, bro, you're going to jail.
So if I lean on a car, right, like this, say I'm leaning,
you're still touching
it. Yeah, but I'm still touching the ground, too.
Like, but you, but you got to be, like, a certain amount of feet from away from your residence, you feel me?
So what if I go to a hotel, then it?
That manager calls the police and say you're smoking weed, bro. They're either giving you a fine or they're taking you to jail. Bro.
On my property.
Bro,
I'm
no.
sitting on the roof. I don't give a fuck. I'm sitting on the roof.
Bro, when I looked that shit up, bro, my mind was blown, G.
I'm sitting in the car. I don't care.
You can. That's legal. That's legal. It's your property. It says anything that
so,
is...
So you telling me if I sit in my car, okay, what if I sit on my window and like my head, like this top, my top outside my body.
You're still touching your property.
So you telling me I could do that and smoke?
If anything, if any part of your body is touching your property,
yeah,
you're
I'm on
okay.
my property the whole time.
But if you, say for instance, you're at the house, like how your driveway is, but say you're parked in front of your house.
Yeah.
Say you're leaning against that car, right? Soon as you walk from the part where your grass hits the gravel and you step away from your house where that borderline is, it's over. He can do whatever he wants to you, bro. He could give you a ticket. He could take you to jail, that motherfucker.
Back. Well, I'm sitting on, that's how I'm doing. I'm sitting on top of where the window goes up and down. I'm going to lean on top of the roof of the car. I'm
telling you, bro, that's just a, got to look it up, bro. I never believed it. I really didn't believe it. I really thought it could be like Ocean City because me and Brittany's brother, when we went up there, we were smoking walking down the street.
Ocean City?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me that.
We were smoking. Don't, I got the videos. I'm sorry. We smoking real life outside, and the police was walking down the boardwalk. You can. It's legal up there. You can. But
legal?
Yeah.
Bro, I've been up there twice. You tell me that. Legal? Okay.
You never smoked going up? Bro, they got a dispensary by the boardwalk.
You mean I ever smoked? No.
You, when you went up there, you didn't see the place where they had to rent the bikes?
Bro, I don't remember that.
You don't see the place where they, I got to have Brittany show you the videos after we're done with this if she got them. But it was a red bike that, like, it could fit, like, six people, four people on it. But you pedal, the two front people pedal.
There's pedals in the back. Yeah.
But yeah. There's a dispensary on a corner. It's a parking lot right down the street from a gas station. There's a parking lot. It's a free parking on it. You can park right there. Mm. But there's a fucking dispensary literally, like, in front of where these, I want to say it's a hotel or a motel. It's got, it got to be a hotel. But it's right across the street from this fucking hotel where the highway is, like the highway to go like into Ocean City. The highway, like a Bay Bridge, it's at the end of that. It's a big ass dispensary. It's not a real dispensary. They probably got real weed there now. But when I went up there like 5 years ago, it was like Delta 9 high CBD shit. But they sold like 0.1% THC joints, like pre-rolls. But this shit was trash. It's too strict. The weed law is too strict. They act like they're made at a level 3, but like you can't smoke in public.
Yeah, maybe it'll go down when if they pass the law where it's not where weed ain't allowed to be on work for.
But it's like that already passes. In Ohio.
What?
It's medical. Yeah, bro. It's when it turns recreational. Like, it's already passed. Like, they don't piss test for marijuana.
Huh? Oh.
Pittsburgh, I'm going to say Amazon, bro. Like.
Oh, we can cut this out, then. Because,
when I went to Amazon, all I did was rinse my mouth out with peroxide and I passed the drug test. It's only marijuana.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, all they could tell you is you got marijuana. The only jobs that you really got to quit smoking for is, like, big, like, jobs that you really can hurt yourself on. Like, truck driving. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when that law passes.
Yeah. I'm going. I'm sitting. Yeah. I'm sitting in an 18 wheeler with a fat one. Fuck you, mean legs kicked up.
No,
on.
No.
Oh yeah, no, bullshit.
8 hours.
I'll be sleeping. I'll be chilling. I'll drop my load off and everything. I'll be sitting in back there with my motherfucking pizza pockets. Uh-huh. Yeah, my pizza. My pizza pockets and my microwave, nigga, with my little 32-inch TV. Yeah,
microwave, I'm getting air fryer. I'm not bringing a microwave.
They come with some of them come with microwaves.
Nah, I seen that sign, $2,500 a month or a week.
Truck driving? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They make over 6 figures a year.
Yeah.
And locally, if you want to talk about like nationally, like internationally, you're damn near making like $200,000 to $300,000 a year.
I've seen that sign in DC though, $2,500 a week.
That's locally though.
I know.
But I'm talking about like, just imagine if you got your own truck and you're doing international. You're making anywhere from about $35,000 to $4,000.
I'm not an ice road trucker though,
bro. You don't have to. You think, motherfucker, we not in Canada or Alaska, motherfucker. We isn't in the United States.
How far you think I'm going?
The furthest you can go is California. My uncle done drove there.
Okay.
It only takes 3 days. You got to think, you're getting paid, though. You're getting paid per diem. You're getting paid to take your package. You're getting paid to deliver it on time. Shoot. And you get to sightsee shit, bro. You get to see places you ain't never been before. That's why I want to do truck driving, bro, because that shit's so amazing. Like,
well, they need to pass a law about this.
What the hell need to know about this?
What ain't gonna...
It'd be alright. Take 30 days. Less. I know how to pass it. Drink hella water, vinegar mixed with water. That shit gone.
You did we good, dude.
For sure. You know how many times I done passed a test, bro?
No, I'm talking about thinking about stopping for 30 days.
No. Bruh, it's so, bruh.
You know how hard that's gonna be?
Bro, but it's easy, though. It's easy, though.
I'm sleeping.
You gotta set your mind to something else. I'm dead ass serious, bro. I done did it. You gotta set your mind to something else. For real.
I think the longest time I went was like 3 days.
The longest time I went was a month and something. Forget. I don't know. I stopped for a while.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is really like, the only thing that shit really helped with, bro, is my anxiety and like, not sleeping, bro. Mm-hmm. Or not eating, like, cause like working at Walmart, bro. Like, I don't eat, bro. Like, I eat like twice every 2 days, type shit. Like, that's about it. Sleeping, I sleep maybe about 3 to 4 hours.
That's me. Like, I always wake up at like 7 o'clock, and I wait, take about half hour. No lie, I wake up, use the restroom, get a drink. And I gotta hit my pen like 4 or 5 times just to go back to sleep.
That's why I hate, you feel me? The first thing they ask you when you get your medical marijuana card, you need it for sleepiness? You can't sleep? You having trouble sleeping? You get it, right? Y'all don't got nothing in there to put me to sleep, bro. Y'all don't have nothing in there to put me to sleep. Y'all might have something in there to get me so high I'm stuck. But I'm not asleep.
Right.
Why? Why do y'all ask me if I'm having trouble sleeping? Like, why? Why? Well, bro, with the problem I got from my back, bro, with a S1L5 slip, you feel me? It's a disc in between your pelvic bone and your spine. Mm. So it's a disc. It's the littlest, tiny disc in the bottom of your spine, bro. I can get one just for that, you feel me? And they going to tell me it relieves pain. Don't no marijuana relieve pain. I've been smoking for a while. Don't know where one.
With my neck, bro.
They got patches.
Yeah, maybe it's the lotion. Maybe the lotion.
Oils, like the oils. No, they like oils. No, that's like what it is.
Yeah, like lotion.
Yeah, but
maybe
that's
what it is. That for like the pain.
So but
like,
the, yeah,
to that part.
Yeah, like the tent. What the fuck they call tennis or some shit? Like the oil. I mean, it's oil, but it's like it's for arthritis and shit.
Well, I mean, too, but I'm saying maybe that's like what, like that we need for like
probably
that, instead of like smoking it, maybe it's you need to rub it on the area.
You feel me? I think that's what you feel me. I think smoking's for anxiety and paranoia, and I think the oils are for pain, and I think the edibles are for like sleepiness.
I don't know, cause I really don't get sleepy on edibles.
Which ones do you take though? You gotta take the different ones. Like you got
like chocolate.
That's different though. That's for a different. That's pure cane sugar.
That's all I had.
Yeah, that's pure cane sugar. That's to get you high as hell. Like the gummies.
They don't get me high.
The gummies will.
We had one.
No. You gotta take like how you're prescribed to them. Take two gummies. Like.
No, this is like a big triangle.
No. You gotta take the gummies. The gummies.
The gold bite.
Nah, you gotta take the gummies. The gummies got like 500 milligrams.
Oh, per. Like the 10 count?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they come in a capsule like that. That's why they come in a gummy.
Yeah, I see some good sales on those the other day.
Bro, but them shits will have you so fucking stuck, you'll drool. Mm-hmm. You'll be drooling.
Is that why people get gummies all the time?
You'll be drooling. Bro, you'll be literally zoned out. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, dead ass serious. Oh my god, stop it. Stop it. All I did was put it in my pocket.
That sounds good. Then I'm about to get some food.
You gotta find the right ones. They gotta be like 70, 71, 70 ratio, one or some shit like that.
You better find something. At least go to Columbus or Cleveland. You better find something there.
Their dispensary is just the same as ours, really.
Yeah, well, we better have something up there.
Different Michigan be better.
That's through like 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm saying, all right, look
Sandusky?
It up. All right, look it up, it's like 5 hours.
Hell no, they lied, bro. You right at the top. All you can do is go right there.
Yeah, but
they cap, bro. From it's like damn near 5 hours from here to New York.
Yeah, I don't know, hold on.
But you at the top already by Michigan, nigga. My God, this shit's about to start doing that real fucking
hard. Nothing.
Because you're literally at the top, bro. Michigan literally is the left of where you're going.
Well, I'm. Well, don't tell me that.
Where you from? Where you from?
I'm about to take hella money then.
Because.
I'm about to run up here.
Because at the peak in the middle, that's by Erie. You feel me? So if you go left, you go end up in Detroit. Well, like Michigan type shit.
Yeah, I'm saying like right on the border of
Sandusky. Right there.
But my address. You okay, bro? You okay?
Where is that cousin?
Your cousin? My man.
My man.
Where you at? My cousin?
Bruh, tell me why. Store still open, bro. Store still open. This is about a good 10:34, bro. Good swift 10:34. Dairy Owl. Bussin', bro. There's motherfuckers up and down getting sour cream and cottage cheese and the meatball and Lunchables and shit. You feel me? This nigga. Jesse breaks some pickles, bro, and this shit go everywhere. This nigga Dawn screaming from aisle 7 on the scrubber. What's up, cuz? He said, how my cousin doing tonight? I said, what'd you say, Dawn? He said, huh? I said, what you talking about? He said, how you doing? I said, I'm all right. He said, that's good, guy.
Well, you don't say nothing to him. He ain't got nothing to talk about. He'll be sitting there. He'll look up at you. He'll look down. He'll be like, I don't know about her, man.
Yeah, I don't know about her today.
I'm like, huh?
He's like, you talking about cuz? He be like, you know who?
Yeah.
Funniest nigga at work, man.
I ain't gonna hold you. The other funniest nigga, bro, Ron S, he'll come up, he'll be like,
I feel like he should have a creepy, like, crawl away or something.
Creeper.
Bro, I got a question for you.
Oh, Lord.
What is up with people, right, using the restroom in the dark? I'm walking in the restroom today, right? And I look, and someone's in there that we know, right? Taking a number two deuce in the dark.
Bro, I know, bro, because the other Saturday, no, not Saturday, Friday, went to the bathroom. There's two people we talked to. Two of them we talked to in there. One shitting. Yeah, but one's shitting and one's pissing. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I walk in the bathroom and I see one look over the urinal wall staring at me and one say, "Who the fuck is that walking in the door?" I said, "Oh, y'all that type. Y'all like using the bathroom in the dark? Wow."
See, that's weird. Why are you there that long? I think it's a minute timer. The timer is like 10, 15 minutes.
The light, when you can click the light off.
Yeah, but you can click it on too. And like, yeah. I mean, sometimes I click it on in the front restroom. I know you, when you click it on, like, it goes off at a certain point. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've been in there when it went off, but I hurry up and left.
Some of them motherfuckers be swinking. Feel me?
They
be in there skeeting, beating.
Do you see like a come out of the dark and
at Walmart restroom? You better punch that motherfucker. There was a steel trash can in that bitch. You better hit him with it.
With the ghost, bro. What you in a locked stall? And
why is there a ghost in the bathroom?
It's Walmart. You never know.
The one old guy died pulling dog food. So why he in the bathroom? Huh? You didn't hear about that?
The lady died behind the counter of the deli.
Yeah, up there in the deli and bakery. Yeah,
maybe she up there. Maybe she gotta take a shit.
But there's a guy that died that was pulling dog food.
Maybe he gotta take a shit.
Well, you better go take a shit at your crib.
Maybe he died from shitting at his asshole.
All right, Elvis.
He's like, my asshole. Right from the restroom.
My booty cheeks.
My bungalio. You die, dude.
My name Grant Carly on 90 TV.
That's my most fear, is like dying in a weird way.
Fuck that, bro. There was a little girl. I don't even know if she's a little girl. There was a girl in Walmart with a snake wrapped around her fucking hand, bro. Huh? Bro. Brittany came up and said something about it. I see this dude and his daughter come here all the time, bro. It's the dude that ride around the scooter, hat backwards. He got a gray beard. His daughter had a fucking python on her goddamn hand, bro. Yes.
Oh, I seen him. I'm glad I didn't get.
Bro, Brittany said something, bro. She's over there by motherfucker 12 or 13, bro. I turned around and seen that bitch moving on her hand. Bro, I about tweaked the fuck out, bro. I'm talking to John about it. He was like, "Yeah, I know somebody that wants you to walk around with a snake on her hand." He was like, I looked at him. He was like, "I saw it wasn't her." I'm like, "Oh, my, bro." And then, oh, my. Goddamn. But then I looked. Bro, she was standing right, like, 10 feet from me, bro, by the cheese wall, and I look over, and that bitch is on her hand, bro. I got tweaking the fuck out.
He was like, "I'm a snake."
I'm a snake.
Slithering at Walmart.
Slithering at Walmart.
Maybe she should have took care of a back room, bro.
Rant.
Why you putting that? Put that on
podcast. I got that Master Splinter back there.
Look at Rowdy too. He's picking up.
Look at him flicking arrows.
He in the deli. He flicking up dinner plates and shit. Like,
motherfucker in the Capicola.
Hey, get the Italian sauce out. What are you doing, huh? Think you a working Jersey or something?
Where my cup of cola at, huh?
Hey, give me a cup of coffee. What are you doing?
He said, we don't like cops, huh? We don't like you cops around here, huh?
Justin, like, you asked me on the day of the grand opening of a deli.
Oh my god, bro.
How did you go to New York and go to a Walmart?
I'm like, what are you doing?
He's like, on the night of my grand opening.
You trying to steal my store?
You want to steal my store?
This ain't your mom and pop store, man. Go to jail.
All I picture, bro, was in the movie, the nigga said, on the day of my daughter's wedding.
You don't come around anymore.
He said, you don't come around here anymore.
You don't donate to the kids' charity. You're like, huh?
Bro, Sopranos was funny too, bro. Mm-hmm. Sopranos, when he got up, he was like, take your fucking money back. And he was like, my fucking son's not working for you no more. And he was like, oh, chill out there, Pops. He was like, he's just doing me favors. He was like, fucking Tony, I don't want your fucking money. He was like, hey, man, you better watch who the fuck you're talking to. He was like, I'm fucking Tony. And he was like, I fucking know who you are, Tony. He's like, stay the fuck away from my son, Tony. And he was like, oh, we just get fucking subs and all. We just fucking hang out and watch fucking baseball and just watch the fucking Yankees.
A lot of fucking going on.
Hey, well, they fucking say a lot of fuck on there, bud. Wow. Tonight will be the night I fall for you over again.
Stop. Ooh.
Fuck you so bright for fuck go down. I'm gonna get some fucking black trash bags or a fucking black plastic fucking wrap over their fucking windows. Huh? Fucking window.
Black. Damn.
It's fucking bright in here. Fucking metal lipping on the floor. It's my fucking room right there.
Why above us, mate?
Yeah, we're fucking right above us, huh? My fucking television there. You fucking won't believe it, though, but...
Right there? Oh, no, this is the front of your house, right, mate?
Oh, fuck no. The front of my house is over there, mate. It's in a fucking garage.
Mate, no.
Wait. Yeah, Mike, there's a fucking back door right there. Right there, where it ends at, right?
This is where the road is?
Yeah, right there. No. Right where the wall meets at the end, right? See where this beam is right here, Mike? Mm-hmm. This is my room. Right here. Mm-hmm. It ends where the beam is in the middle. That concrete part.
So this whole part, right?
Yeah, this whole part right here, Mike.
So your TV's like right here?
No, my TV's right there, Mike. My TV's right there. My TV, as soon as you walk in my door and you look right, huh? My TV's right there. My bed's right here, huh?
Okay,
My closet right there.
The back door's right here.
Yeah, back door's right there.
To your bedroom.
Yeah,
turn right
here.
Right, so, yeah, you're right.
TV right there, bed right here, huh? There's a window, huh? Then you got Brittany's closet, another door, my closet. Then you got a door, huh? Right? Then you go out, huh? Nice, huh? Little secret compartment, huh? Secret apartment. A fucking door in my room. Ooh. Two doors in there.
Ooh.
Yeah. Three windows. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ.
Three windows.
I got three windows in my room, huh?
And so what's it? That's what the crawl space goes to?
Nope.
What's it go to?
Another room.
You got a crawl?
No, it's a door. It's a big old door.
Yeah, but the walk space into it.
It's a room. There's no walk space, mate. There's a fucking door.
Huh. It's just a door. Two doors that collide?
Huh?
Like, you open your door and then
there's a room, and then there's a door, and then you open it, and then it leads to the hallway, bathroom, and then another room.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
House goes in a fucking circle, huh?
Yeah, man. So you could leave out there and come out that other door.
Uh-huh.
Other
room. Huh? I can leave out my room and come out by the bathroom.
Huh?
Uh-huh. That room that's right next to the... Oh, my God, nigga.
What kind of house you got? Boom. You got a fucking Harry Potter house?
Hold on. Wait, shit. That shit make that fucking noise again. Better chill. Oh, my fucking Jesus Christ. That shit scared me.
Now watch. It's not even in there. It's not... Jesus.
Huh?
You were pushing the mic. Like, my throat.
Pause. And I might.
But.
But no, yeah, my room, at least they got two doors in it. They got one to lead out to that room, the back door. They got one to lead out to this room. That's right here. Fucking stop there, bro. God damn. Fuck. You don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, huh?
No, mate.
There's two doors in my room. Mm-hmm. One leads out to the back door. Mm-hmm. The other one, where the stand is, leads into the other room. It leads into the bathroom. Leads into another room. Leads into the dining room. Leads into the kitchen and the living room. Are you fucking phone, huh? It's your fucking phone.
Mate, you move the shit closer to my phone. But anyways. Right. That's a lot of rooms. A lot of doors.
You got a fucking lot of rooms in your house, too, bro.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rooms upstairs.
So do I.
Maybe you got too many fucking doors. The hallways and fucking...
You got too many fucking doors. You got doors all the way down the front door, yo.
Secret entrance ways. Yeah, secret closet you can
hang
up.
You got doors all the way down your fucking hallway, yo.
No, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 doors.
Exactly, mate. That's a lot of fucking doors.
Yeah, but you got a door to go to your room.
Hold on, lad. I got a door. Got a door for the one room.
Oh, how many bedrooms do you have?
Three.
Okay, so three bedrooms, right?
Uh-huh. But look. The two bedrooms got one door, you feel me? Because mm-hmm. the room that's in the middle and my room got a door that could go into each other.
So that's two doors on each side, right?
So it's that door in the middle, and my door. So that's three doors all total. Mm-hmm. And so then you got the bathroom door.
Six.
Then the one room door. That's seven. Four. Got four doors. Plus to the front door and back door.
8, 9.
Where the fuck you got 9 doors at?
You said 4 plus the...
Nigga, what?
Plus the 3 rooms make 7, plus 2 more, 8,
Nigga,
9.
Nigga, there's only 4 doors. There's 5 doors.
Oh, total?
Up, just I would in add the room. Them up. There's 5, 6, there's only 7 doors upstairs. Oh, no, plus these doors that go into the room that we don't even use. 3, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 9 doors.
I said that, you fucking.
But we don't even use them doors right there. The one got a glass window, and then the other one's two wooden doors that close the kitchen off from the mudroom. Like, that's so fucking retarded.
Kitchen off from the mudroom?
You never seen them doors?
No, but I'm telling you, I don't know what you're talking about. You said the extra doors in your house? You have
Jesus
a Harry Potter house.
Fucking Christ, though.
I feel like you're Harry Potter house. Like, I gotta say, abracadabra. And like,
so when you're telling me
you
want
abracadabra, and it gets brighter.
When you walked through my back door, you never saw that door right there chilling?
To the right?
That's my room. No, the one right in front of you that has the glass on it.
No, the white door. Yeah, you guys should maybe go up. I don't think so. I don't look around, bro. I literally walk in and I look at the ground. I'm not looking at your house. I'm not searching. I'm not like trying to check. What if he didn't clean? What if he had time not to tidy up? I don't want to look at you like, damn, house is dirty.
You think I'm going to bring a motherfucker over and my house is dirty?
You could, anything could
happen. Oh, Lord.
You could have had a late night, right, last night. Then boom, like, you didn't have time to clean up before we came over to the podcast. Like,
nigga said a late night.
You could have been chilling, you know, had a little too much, you know, and you didn't get to clean up the little mess. You said, I'll get it later.
I'm about to break my phone.
Then the next day you wake up, you know, you're not feeling well, so you stay in bed all day. Then, like, boom, come home from work. I didn't get to clean it up, bro. I'm sorry. No, I don't want to. Be like, man, you dirty.
Nah. See, big dog got clean before motherfuckers come over.
I'm just saying.
But listen, like, right, there's two doors. It sounds crazy as fuck, because the way they did this, my room never been a room in this. They just added this type of shit. There's two parts. There's two doors, bro.
Why are you crying?
This shit's so complicated, bro, because there's two parts, bro. There's a fucking door with a fucking doorknob on a bitch with a glass window in it. Then you got my basement door.
What, dude? That's
bad, bro. Hold on, bro. But there's a door to close off the kitchen.
Bro, your kitchen all the way around.
The house goes in a circle.
So how you get, well, you gotta crawl through the door to close it?
No, just know if you close that door in the mudroom and the door in the kitchen, you got the basement door and the pantry door behind you, so you can't open either one. I'm gonna show you.
So you trapped in there?
Unless you open a door.
What if you lock them? What if they want?
Or you're fucked. You're just in there fucked and you're kicking.
You'd be like, motherfuckers in the walls. You'd be like, dad scratches and shit.
Yeah, that bitch kicking help! Away.
Help me. You smell like you've been bitching shit.
Hey, you must definitely bitch yourself.
I'm not gonna bitch myself.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You're gonna be paranoid. No, you're gonna be paranoid, scared, think you're gonna die in that bitch. You're gonna piss on
I'm
yourself.
I'm pissing on myself.
You
ain't
doing. You're gonna have to go piss. You're gonna have to go piss.
Yeah, I'm pissing on your walls. You are a bitch, motherfucker. I'm not going to be in a busy ass fucking clothes. You going to be in busy clothes? No. Fuck no. I didn't do it to myself. I'm make myself suffer even more and piss on myself. No, I'm not cold.
This nigga, bro.
You're fucking walls, bro. You got a fucking mold. This mold on your shit.
Motherfucker over here breaking shit, bro. Yeah, damn. That made the mic retarded, bro. That bitch stupid as hell. No, that bitch don't even want to stand up straight. Look at the motherfucker, bro. God damn, look. Yeah, we guys.
We wait for what?
We go for one go fishing. Fish? You wanna go fishing?
Yes, baby, you like fishing.
Oh fuck! You gonna pick your microphone up there, bud?
Bro, I don't know. It clocked out for today. It's on vacation,
bro. Pick it up, hold it up.
Jesus. All right, we're good.
All right, pull it towards you.
I don't want to touch it. All right. There we go.
Fucking, all right. All right, now we can get into the question. All right. I'm gonna ask you this one first. What is your top 10 greatest of all time in the NFL?
Any position?
Any. Is your top 10 greatest of all time?
I did it by position. Well, okay, top 10. Number, I'll say lowest. Okay, lowest. I'll go lowest first. Lowest. Well, I got number one. Number one got to be Tom Brady. Super Bowl. Number two, I would have to give it to Barry Sanders. Three, give it to Dion. Four, give it to, this is a hard one, T.O. or Randy Moss. Then five, I'll give you a, Tony.
All right, since you gave me five offense, give me five defense. Well, you gave me one defense. Give me some defense.
We're going to do Deion Sanders as a kick returner. Now give me five defense. All right. Give me Lawrence Taylor, number one. Two, give me since I used Deion. Okay, give me Deion in that corner. You got to. Middle linebacker, give me Ray Lewis. And safety, give me Brian Dawkins.
All right, I got you. Give me, for my number one, give me Brady. For my number two, give me Jerry Rice. For my number three, give me Barry Sanders. For my number four, give me Bo Jackson. For my number five, give me Calvin Johnson. For my five defense, give me Lawrence Taylor, Sean Taylor, Brian Dawkins, Ed Reed, and Luke Kuechly.
Luke? You picking Luke over Ray? I think Luke would have had a better career if he had more seasons.
Yeah.
Because he's a way better pass coverage than Ray.
Shit. I could still shit. I'm gonna hold you for my kick punt return, give me Devin Hester or Deshaun Jackson.
Give my man Josh real
quick. Got knocked out too much.
I don't care.
He got killed for what?
Give me Cribs.
He was dying for no
reason. With that offense, it'd be good.
He was dying for no reason. With that
offense, it'd be okay.
Cuz was getting laid out.
I don't care. I got life insurance. That's fine.
Cuz was getting killed back.
I got it. It's okay. Just know I'll sign new checks from the hospital. It'd be okay.
Best offensive lineman, not going to hold you. It got to be with either Jason Kelce or Shaq Mason. Or Trent Williams.
Oh, all time? Or I guess right now?
Like, present, like, past couple of years.
What's my name? Joe? Joey? But Hall of Famer now.
Top 10 in NBA. All the time.
Michael? Mm-hmm. Kobe? LeBron. Mm-hmm. Wilt.
All right.
Larry.
Larry Bird.
We got four.
Five.
I know we've got some oldies. Give me AI.
AR.
6. Shaq.
7.
Yao.
8.
Dirk.
9.
And give me Julius Irving.
Ooh, Dr. J. Ooh. Give me Jordan, James, Bryant, Curry, Nowinski, Doncic, David Robinson, Hakeem Olajuwon, Bill Russell.
Wait, is Hakeem the one who scored 100? Is that, no, Wilt.
Wilt.
Yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Ooh.
Kevin Garnett, Shaquille O'Neal.
I want to change mine up.
And I ain't going to hold you. This one is elite. You feel me? My nigga Vince Carter.
Vince? Oh, no. Hold on. I got to change mine. I want Michael, Kobe, LeBron. Fuck, who do I have fourth? Wilt. No, give me Bill at 4. Wilt at 5. Give me AI at 6. Shaq at 7. 8 would be Dirk. 9. Don't give me. Yeah. 9, give me Jokic. I like your Jokic. And 10, give me. Yeah. Or not 10.
So who'd be your starting 5?
Starting 5?
Mm-hmm.
PG be LeBron. Brown at PG.
You got AI. You running Brown at PG. You out of your mind.
He's like my little.
Let's
listen to my lineup, okay? LeBron
mm-hmm.
and PG.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe at shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan at small forward.
Mm-mm.
Well, fine. Put Kobe at switch him. I don't care. One of them two. Okay, right. Then power forward, give me Dirk. Center, give me Shaq.
The boy. Give me Kobe at point. Give me Jordan at shooting. Give me Bron at small forward. Give me Bill at center. Give me Wilt Chamberlain at power forward. What? Give me Curry six man. Coming in for Kobe.
What Bill were doing against Shaq? Bro, he played against coal miners, bro. He ain't doing nothing against
Shaq. Played against Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
7'3".
Yeah, that's okay. That was later.
Arms up. He's still, listen. It's not matter. He got to get physical, you feel me? But Wilt's there, nigga. You can't.
No, I'm talking about Wilt. You're talking about Bill.
Bill, yeah, but Wilt's still going to be helping. God dang, he power forward. Yeah, bro, they going to be. No.
But Shaq against Bill is. That's it.
That's going to be the best matchup they ever saw. What? Good. What?
I'll even put
Ben. For someone,
I'll even put Ben Wallace in there and guard him.
Guard who?
Bill Russell.
Ben Wallace? Are you out of your mind?
Bro, you see what he did to Shaq?
That's
Shaq.
He palmed
the ball.
That's Shaq, though.
He's 6'9", though. He
but this
ball.
Nigga is 7'3", and can fucking shoot a hook shot like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Bill Russell can?
Yes, and the nigga can dunk by 7'3".
They didn't do that back in the day.
He can hook shot, bro.
They just had a board and a little bucket.
And a hoop, bro. He can hook shot, bro. I'm telling you. The nigga was playing against motherfucking Wilt Chamberlain shit, bro. He was playing against tall motherfuckers. You think they wasn't just training to play basketball? They had to practice basketball,
bro. There's no way he did that.
Yes.
He played against coal miners, bro.
Mm-hmm. And
work 9 to 5.
And basketball players.
9 to 5, they had to go get beat on by fucking Bill Russell.
And what Chamberlain was too, and he torched 110 points. Yeah. For all that, fuck Shaq, give me David Robinson. Who? David Robinson?
Yeah. Give me Dennis Rodman then.
Exactly. I'll take that. Shit, give me motherfucking Yao Ming. Give me motherfucking...
Yao Ming, I'm thinking Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba?
Or you Bowl, whatever.
Manute Bowl?
Yeah, whoever the fucking tallest one is.
Manute?
Oh, no, give me Wimby.
Victor Wimby. Victor Wimby.
I'm thinking we get your guy. Fucking Yao Ming is Wimby.
Nigga said Wimby Yambi, bro. Fucking name, bro.
That's his name, Wimbyambi.
It's Wimbyama.
I don't care.
Victor Wimbyama?
Victor Wimbyambi. From Victor Wimbyambi.
That's his name. That's like Yao Ming instead of Yao Ming.
Yeah,
Yao
Ming.
Yao Ming.
You know what I mean?
Yao Ming.
Yao Ming, come here.
Jokic's like joking,
bro. You ever seen people? I haven't seen a chick let talk about her American name. Oh no, it was a TikToker dude. He was like, "What's your like American name?" He was like, "Daniel," because my teacher gave it to me. He's like, "You look like a Daniel." He's like, "What you want your American name to be?" He's like, "Daniel." He's like, "No, pick a different fucking name." How you get to pick a name?
Bro, them niggas' names can't be pronounced over here.
Yeah, so you come over and pick your own name?
Like, you son. Like, some of them names be like, Y-O. Like the dude that played for the fucking Dodgers. That nigga's name's been like Y-I-S-H-O-U, some shit. Like,
yeah, that last name is so crazy.
Yeah, like.
Right now in school, bro, you have a carpal tunnel by the time. I'm not doing this test. Like, bro, you see how much letters I wrote? Like, bro, my hand like this.
Imagine just what the fuck his middle name is, bro. Like, his first name long as fuck, too.
Man, you're writing your address.
I'm tired.
Man, yeah, different letters, too.
My coach, I don't write my full fucking name. My
bro,
man.
I'm not connecting the fucking pieces.
Hand in there hurt. You in there writing your fucking full name that bitch this long. Like,
motherfucker
fuck?
Made noodles on a paper.
Fuck your name, Shigong Yin Yong Chung Yong Shu. I wonder if Shohei Ohtani his real name. Because he's Japanese, ain't he?
He's up over there.
Or Asian.
Yeah, he's not American.
He is American. Asian American. I think.
That's why they made African American. Spain American. Spain American. I'm Jamaican American. No, you can't do that. I'm Mexican American. Why did he a green card? Then, huh? You gotta have American American. American Express.
The motherfucker say, American Express.
Give him a visitor pass.
Visa.
That's all they can do. Is
I don't understand that. Why niggas need that, bro? Like, they people. Let them be people. You making them like they're fucking creatures, like. Like, what the fuck,
they,
bro?
They were swimming through it. Like, save me. We have it in our pool noodles.
Our skewers, like, uh-uh.
You gotta go, bitch.
You fucking did it. You fucking
did it. That means you're true, man. Like, how angry you had to be. They're like, help me. You're like,
you gotta come back.
Don't swim back there.
Like, huh? Man, what balls?
Mama! I'm the baby!
Over there. Over here, you walk
sour mess.
Motherfucker said $350 an hour. You going back to pick cotton? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. $350 an hour? I pick cotton. Pick cotton 10 hours.
I'm picking the stem off.
I'm picking that bitch out of the ground.
There you go, master. This guy, that shit. That shit going on the truck tonight. That's Victoria's Secret
right there. Fuck, bro, that bitch getting packaged in the same night.
That shit processed.
I swear. I picked it, processed, and cleaned it all at the same time, man.
I scrubbed it all on my pouch, Jim.
I don't got you to buy 3 bags worth now, master. How much that give me? Now, that give me a good old bowl of grits now, master.
You do bleed. Kinda hungry.
I kinda hungry. I just gotta eat tonight, boss.
I did a lot of work.
I just got you all that money.
Me get an extra hour of sleep, Pete, master.
I get some extra time in there, boss. I was kind of tired tonight.
Maybe it's me get some love. Mama. I'm you to that, huh?
Man, I'm fucking crying, bro. I got tears coming down my fucking face, bro. This why they saying boss? Why they say boss like that? They when they got tired of saying master. And Black Star boss. Like, damn.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Why they say that in Assassin's Creed? Slaves in there or something?
They gon' get, boy.
Oh, whatever. God of War, boy. Man, that's not real sad.
You're not my, not the mama.
Let me die.
I'm just out of line.
What?
Say what? I just
saw it on YouTube last night, bro.
Not the mama, not the mama. Shit, not the mama. I'm like, I threw that out the door.
This fucking be about me, he throws the shit out of me. Fucked the dad up on that shit. My uncle water on her ass.
What the mama? That the mama?
But can you imagine being in that suit like that?
Fuck that. Imagine being in Fruit of Loom suits. Like a grape and an apple. Get this fat ass costume off me. It's hard as fuck.
Remember when they used to fight? When I was a
hand. Like, bitch, I'm hot.
Damn, my boy died. Like, you see the sun right now, bro. I'm not going nowhere.
But I get this nigga hot degrees outside. I'm not
going. It's kind of past the mugger.
It's that, oh shit. It's that, bro. I still can't believe I found that video, bro.
That is so hilarious.
I didn't know they existed. I didn't know they were real.
What'd he do with the pickle?
He picked the pickle peckers. Hup.
Nigga, what?
Huh? I don't know.
What? Damn it! What? What'd he pick up?
He picked a pecker. Huh? Pickle and a pecker.
I don't want that good.
I buy mine from the store.
I get mine from... Probably do toes.
What?
If you can read a line from a cat in a hat book, bro, I said, oh my god, 50 Cent roasted the shit out of it, bro.
They gotta be the best roaster of the day.
Bro, bro, fuck that, bro. Then they get mad, then they get head back. They fucking electrocuted. Got two twitches.
Daisy? I heard the caller.
That someone called for it. And they're like, courage! You're like, turn around.
Should have let it in. I picked it the cardboard bell, bro. It looked like a motherfucking seagull coming up behind us. Like,
Ray Cyrus walked in front of us at Hardware. Don't touch my eye. my really fucked up eye. Just can't see shit out the stain.
That is hilarious, bro. I'm crying. You fucking sad.
The fuck?
It will.
Oh my god, yes. There's a ew. A fucking ew. Ew. So, girl, tell me about your last week. How was it? Tell me you had a good week. What, bitch? What did you say? I said, how was your week? Like, tell me, like. Bitch. Now you know, I was just sitting in my room eating them hot Cheetos and watching them motherfucking Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah? How was Red Lobster, though?
It was lobster.
Did he pay, or he made you pay?
He paid. And get no fucking dessert.
He didn't buy you dessert?
No.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fucking bitch. Asshole.
Yes.
Is this allowed?
What?
Oh.
Bush, you scaring me? Like the lighting in here? Like you scared me? What? Like, oh my god, am I in a horror movie? Is Jason coming after me?
Shut the fuck up.
Goddamn, that shit's so fucking deep. Like, goddamn, really.
I don't like that shit. That shit sound like you're fucking stalking people. Oh, fuck.
This is why we can't have license. It's alright, we're just gonna hold it.
Well, you know, we're at a minute of 18 seconds and 10 a minute.
Yeah, bro, we're in the corner room.
An hour, 18 minutes.
Imagine we've been sitting there for a whole hour, bro. You've been a minute. We just didn't play it back, bro.
I would have launched that bitch out the window, bro. I swear to God, bro. I would have fucking caught that bitch back and threw that hoe out the window, bro.
Like, so hard. Bro, I gave you the money after, like, bro.
Bro, I done threw that bitch at the in that.
You're leaning that way, mine leaning this way.
You's a fuck nigga on King David. I hope you know that. Ever fall like that again, pussy? I'll beat your fucking ass, bitch ass knee. Fuck knee. Alright.
What you trying to
do? I knocked it the fuck out.
You knocked it out, man.
Well, yeah, Mike. It's all fought in an hour and 20 minutes. I'm only gonna fuck cut this one off.
Oh my god.
Oh, fuck. Hold on there, lad.
Mm-mm. Did it cut out?
Mm-mm, I paused it.
Oh. Mm-mm. You alright?
Oh no, like, I started stargazing for a minute, but I was out in the fucking moon somewhere.
You swimming?
You know, like, just keep swimming. think about motherfucking peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Peanut butter jelly McSandwich?
I love peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Might get the... you know, it's looking good. And that Taco Bell $7 craving box.
I can't eat Taco Hell. I'd be shitty as hell.
I don't care. I'll take the shit.
Booty hole be on fire.
I'll take the shit.
Not me.
I'm in there. Sit down. Stand back up. By the time you sit down, you're already halfway done. Give a damn. Give a damn. You ain't got to take shit. I'm gone. Your personal fucking asshole dryer.
I bet they.
No, I thought I was going to dry it. You got to dry that water.
I'd be dead.
Can't swamp ass. Can't have water back there. Say seagrass. We got willy pads and shit growing out there. You rabbit. Like, what the fuck? A fucking frog in the ass. Be a fucking X movie. It's a Disney movie. Frogging a princess would be frogging my ass. Rabbit.
Frog anus. I think the movie Teeth. Bro, that movie scared the fuck out of me, though, bro. Whoever came with that movie, terrible.
Mm-hmm. Whoever fucking do that, terrible too.
Fuck that. Whoever came with that movie, terrible. They need their life rearranged. They need this shit rearranged.
That's like a gun to someone's head.
Nah. They need this shit rearranged. They need to rethink about that movie.
They need to think about what they just did.
Motherfuckers need to think about Lake Placid, too. Like, that shit looks so non-like real. Like, that shit looks so crazy, bro. You ever watch Lake Placid?
No. Never seen Teeth, either.
You never saw Teeth?
No.
You never saw Teeth?
I know what it's about, but no, I never seen it.
You ever saw Twister?
Nope.
But all the movies look like they were made in the 1800s.
You know, Twister's... I think it's just called Twisters coming out.
Yeah, the new one?
Yeah. That dude looked like it from the... It looked like... But Ghostbusters is better than that, bro.
Ghostbusters buzzing. Bill Murray?
Who Bill Murray?
Huh? Bill Nye? Is that what you're talking about?
You're talking about
Bill Murray.
Who's fucking Bill Murray? Steph Curry's cousin? Bill Murray.
He's in Ghostbusters.
Ring a bell.
He's in Zombieland.
Then probably watch it.
Never watched Zombieland?
Why not? I'm not really a movie guy.
You're lame.
Bro, I watch TV shows and I forget where I am and I start them over again. And then I get to like a certain point and then I just quit watching them again.
So yeah, you're
I started like Letterkenny like 3 times.
What?
I just now started back watching.
What is that?
Letterkenny?
What is that?
What up, Sorgy? You know Sorgy, you know, the college team, hockey team, they play hockey.
Nope,
it's a good show on Netflix.
Fucking Netflix!
Then, you start watching Trailer Park Boys again. I mean, just, like, I started my video games, too. I gotta, like, finish. Like, I'm just a bad finish. I quit, then I go back and I restart. Then I just get to a certain point and I quit again. It's a life. Maybe I can add. Maybe that's my act. You okay? You. But why I feel like it's 5 o'clock?
Boy, it's only 9:49.
Bro, it looks like it's about to be like 5 o'clock. Like
it's bedtime for us. That's why. Huh? I fucking hate work at nighttime, bro. That shit kills me. Look outside, though. Like, it's about to be, like, 90-something.
I know. It'll be 90 all the way to fucking next Tuesday, but it'll be 90 all fucking weekend and week. Like, huh? I'm about to be laying in the house with ice on me.
Yeah, nigga's not going outside. Soon as someone, boy, soon as Marlon hit me with that. Hey, you want to go? No.
Want to go get a sunburn? Because that's what we're about to do.
Go fucking swimming.
Better swimming, huh? I ain't going to swim. Lay in the pool and throw ice on you. Swimming, huh? You go get sunburn on your scalp.
There's nothing.
Fucking that, fry your brain.
You nothing does not involve water. No fishing. Fuck no. Mm-mm. Maybe later in the day when it starts to cool off.
No, because later in the day turned real cold. I seen the weekend temperature at night. It's supposed to go down to 64.
I fucks with that, though. That's good fishing weather.
Mm, bro, I'd rather go 60.
Nah.
64 is kind of low.
That's good because the water's starting to cool down and the fish starting to eat.
Yeah, but that's like 6 o'clock. I'm not sitting out there all night.
Boy, I was out there the other night till 9:30.
Yeah, I'm talking about 10, like, I was looking at from 10 down, it goes from 69, it goes from 70 all the way to 64 by 4 o'clock. Bro, I'm not sitting, that's 6 hours by the time.
Shit, I was out there 10 hours the other day.
I'm not getting down there and be 4 o'clock and the water just starting getting 65, no, I'll be out there fucking shivering. Shivering, they just now want to start,
timbers.
They just want to know I was not biting, bro.
I said Barton.
I'm throwing a lightning bolt in there. You know,
I encourage. Who the fuck are you, Thor?
Hell yeah, I'm about to. No, I'm going to pick it up, right? And have a guy out there and scoop them all up. They're all right, cook. Fucking peel skin off. You'd be all right. If it don't look like fucking fish meat, then don't fucking eat it. Fucking. Get a home fucking knife and cut it. Fucking think I'm a chef. I'm a fisherman.
My nose burns. Pika. Pika. I'll try. Yeah, that's clear. Palette there.
Fucking meow at me or moo at me.
Cow phone bitch. Got a bull on the back of your phone? That's a Highland cow.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to get rid of that phone, too.
Me too. I'm about to get rid of this one. I'm about to get a 15.
Fuck a 15, 16 coming out this year.
The end of this year.
I know. That's why my phone already paid off. I'm going to sell it. And boop. Be there at first day.
I got a sell. I get a free upgrade.
I like selling them for $600, I guess.
No, I just keep the phone. I just have two phones.
Oh, Kevin Gates, calm down there.
Oh, fuck this shit. I ain't about to fuck. You a fuck pussy.
Nope.
Well, fuck that, lad. No. Well, I fought the online job. We're fighting back with the episode, but you know.
We're restarting?
No.
Oh, I'd
have cried.
Cried.
But, but we'll see y'all with the next episode.
Next episode.
It's next week, I think. Yeah. I'll be forgetting my days.
Ooh, you know what? Ooh, next week, that means we have a full day to play it. Yeah, full experience.
Hey, but watch it come out that Tuesday night.
No, it's Tuesday morning. 16th.
Are you downloaded the 15th? That's when it started downloading?
Yeah, mine's already pre-downloaded. Well, mine would be pre-downloaded.
Yeah, but...
So by the time it comes on the 16th, on 12 a.m., come on. I'm gonna run home.
I'm not gonna be at the crib. I'm probably gonna be at the crib.
But I'm only there until 12. I'm there at 12 until 12 o'clock. I'm like, yo, I'm leaving. Y'all have fun. Good night.
I'm at the crib, chilling. Chilling. Wait for that bitch to...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 12 o'clock hit.
Boom. The only thing we can play together is the, like, online head-to-head. Yeah. We can play Dynasty.
It'd be okay. We can play that.
I'm an Iowa State. I'm not switching.
Respect your elders. 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 I don't care. Respect your elders.
Fuck that. O-H-I-O. Yeah.
You don't know what a Buckeye is.
You don't know what the horseshoe is.
Huh?
What?
What? The horseshoe? What the fuck is that, good?
Hey, man, not say that. Yeah, I forget it.
Come on.
Right, take that, cousin.
The horseshoe? Did that take it? The horseshoe?
The horseshoe is the Ohio State Stadium. Yeah, you're done. You're not using Ohio State. Yeah, you're done. You're done. You're gone. You're not using Ohio State.
Cut it off.
You're not,
cut it off.
You're not using Ohio State. That wasn't me. No college that wasn't football me. 25 at all. You're done.
That everybody, wasn't me.
Everybody hear this. He's not that no Ohio State me. Fan. Nigga said, is the horseshoe in the U? Yeah, folks, we'll catch y'all on the flip side. You feel me? Cause this,
that wasn't me.
This nigga that wasn't tweaked me. Out. All right. Me. We'll see you next week. Well, it all depends because motherfuckers might be at the crib part of the game. Not pitting my feet. They come out. You feel
yeah,
me?
You might have to wake up, boys.
But, we'll catch y'all next week.
On the next episode.